You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 all you rockaholics out there in Radio Land. It's time yet again for another thrilling, exciting installment of, you guessed it, Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Coming at you live, well, from West Hollywood, California right now. But we are on LA Talk Radio, Channel 1. And we're syndicated on some awesome places like iHeartRadio and Spotify and SiriusXM. And, you know, the usual places that podcasts can be heard, like Apple and Google. And we're on YouTube and Twitch, so go check us out. And the reason I sound out of breath right now is because I'm walking up to the Whiskey A Go-Go here in West Hollywood, California. If you want a party, come on down tonight. Wednesday, September 22nd of 2021. Doors open at 6 p.m. We got nine bands playing tonight. This whole shindig is put on by, well, partly yours truly. And of course, Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions. Woo! Nathan. We had a lot of great bands on tonight, but one of the best ones is, I don't know if you can see it, Fallen Fury. I'm like, where the hell? Okay. Fallen Fury, metal band from San Luis Obispo, California. One of the bands that we manage through Get Real Global Artist Management. God, why is there so many hills? fucking Hollywood. Oh, and this show is brought to you today by the letter C and the number 69. Because 69 is a good number. The righteous number.
Righteous.
And of course, the letter C stands for kooky, crazy cunt. I guess that's CCC with a six, side of 69.
Yeah.
We are, oh my God. That hill was just, it was brutal. Holy shit. We're here today. It's Jenny and the Muse. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block, of course. And we're here with Fallen Fury. There's Will Bowman right there. And so it's Jenny the Muse. And of course, our amazing hostess with the mostest, China Myers from Pennsylvania. Hell yes, author China Myers. And of course, Derek Webb, fitness trainer, health expert, and actor, producer, all around great guy. You know, so we got some great stuff today. We're about to have a concert. So if you're in the LA area and you want to come on down and chill with us, see nine bands.
Come down.
You come on down. Just because they have a white truck also does not mean to. Oh, you didn't even bring a white truck this time. Okay. So anyway. But shout out to my broski, Nathan Young from Young Blood Productions. We're about to start the show here shortly. 6 p.m., the doors open. And 6:30, the first band plays. I guess his name is Sean Mullen. He's from out of town or something.
Woo, Sean!
Most of the bands tonight are local.
Awesome.
Right. Most of the bands tonight are local bands to LA or Southern California. But we do have a few like Fallen Fury, which is from up the coast of California.
They play everywhere.
They do play everywhere, but I mean, that's where you reside, is up the coast. And then, of course, we got Red Rock Engine featuring members of Green Jello, the punk rock band. And Red Rock Engine is here. These members are from Canada. So they're going to be playing tonight. They're one of the last bands on. So make sure you get down here, see all the bands. Fallen Fury plays from 8 to 8:30.
Yes.
You know, it's going to be a great show. Come on down. It's going to be a lot of fun. Nine. How can you pay? Nine bands.
I think it's
for like, no, it's nine.
Damn.
That's
yes.
Awesome.
For, we mapped it out. It's for only $20. I think that's a great bargain.
Great bargain.
In my opinion, you know, that's a great bargain.
All proceeds go to the owner.
All proceeds go to the owner of the Whiskey A Go-Go.
It's called donations, people.
Donations.
It's called pay to play.
Come on, charitable fees.
Unfortunately, we still have that. You know, when people should be getting paid. I know, but still, people should be getting paid for their craft and for playing. And like, I mean, especially if they're from out of the area, like they're not even from this general area, like they're from out of state or out of town and. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it's harder.
Yeah.
Like, especially when you're first starting out, you don't have a huge fan base.
Right.
You know what I mean? So you got to kind of play a bunch of different places and try to build a fan base over time. But it, but again, it takes time.
Yeah, it does.
Everything takes time. And sometimes it can be very exhausting as to how long it actually takes to do that. People will be surprised. Like, if you've never been in a band before, you don't know how much shit you gotta go through to get like a household name. Like, you think Guns N' Roses was just Guns N' Roses magically right away, or Metallica, I mean, a lot of these bands started playing in, you know, shows in their backyard, or getting on places like the Whiskey A Go-Go that we're gonna be at tonight, or the Viper Room, which is across the street, or the Roxy is right up the street, and the Rainbow Bar and Grill. You know what I mean? Yeah. So. Oh yeah. I know Steven Adler just played recently at that show over there.
Gazzari's back in the day.
Yeah, there's a lot of famous people that come down here, including Ron Jeremy. I'm sorry. Oh, you've never lived life until you've been felt up by Ron Jeremy.
Really?
And you didn't get paid to do it.
Oh, you
didn't get paid? No, the Rainbow Bar and Grill, and he gave me a huge hug and had his hands on my hips and had his head on my boobs, and
he was taking a little siesta.
Yeah, but I personally didn't take offense to it.
Yeah, somebody else.
To be honest with you, like, it'd be like a porn star, like a female hot ass porn star, you know, like coming on to you or something else. Like, how could you, you know, I'm just saying. It's like an honor to me. Like a celebrity put his head on my boobs. I'm just saying. Yeah. I know we've been charged now with 32 counts of sex offenses.
Are you serious?
On somebody as young as 15.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. So I didn't know he was that much of a scumbag. I mean, we just always joked about it because he would come and he'd be drunk all the time.
Yeah.
And he would come to the concerts and he'd be sitting there totally sauced out of his mind, grooving out to the bands. He went to many of my concerts. I saw him like a bunch of times. He would wear like sweatpants and Crocs. And he always pulled up in his really old, busted Saturn car from like the 90s or some shit.
Oh, wow.
And so we never thought nothing of it. Like, I didn't view him as like a threat like that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But apparently he molested or raped many inebriated women in the bathroom at the Rainbow. So that's not good.
Wow.
Yeah,
that is
not good. But he's going to be doing well. He'll probably spend the rest of his life in prison, to be honest with you.
Boy.
He's really old. Yeah, so it's sad, but I mean, he did that to himself. He really can't say anything.
Yeah.
It's going to be a cool night tonight. We got a lot of great bands. Going to be a lot of fun. We're going to make this happen. but if anyone's out there, like I said, in the LA area, and you have nothing to do on a Wednesday night, you just want to come down and say hi, and whatever, you know, we'll be down here, and you can get tickets at the door, or I think tickets online still, or who knows. But come on down, hang out with us. We're going to have fun. Jenny's going to be announcing from the stage. I'm going to have to write down the names of the bands because I'm not going to remember them all.
Yeah.
And but it's going to be a lot of fun. So what are you doing there, Derek?
I'm just hanging, listening to the Joyful Times. It sucks. I wanted my camera to go into proper use.
The Joyful Times, he says.
It's joyful and triumphant.
It's triumphant.
Oh, you sounded boy. Like one of the characters from The Wizard of Oz.
It sounded like what?
Yeah. I had my coworker at my security job cracking up. About stuff. I had this voice that I did or whatever, and he couldn't stop laughing. So he kept having me say different things all night in that voice. But for legal purposes, we're not going to do it here on Jenny's Real Talk on the Blog. Because I could get sued.
Don't ruin the fun. No.
Yeah, yeah.
By several organizations.
Oh boy. Yeah.
Yeah, we don't want that. I don't want that. It was funny in the moment, but I don't want to offend anyone.
Yeah.
Or hurt anyone's feelings, or you know.
Yeah, you gotta watch.
Yeah. So in the how do I say this? Yeah. Let's just be PC.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're gonna do that because we don't want to offend anybody.
No.
But it was fucking funny, though, I will say that.
So that means you had a good time at work.
Oh, always.
Oh, cool.
I just sit there and check trucks and contractors in and out. And, you know, it's not that hard.
When the hell do you sleep?
I don't.
I know, oh right?
I work like two security jobs, an event concessions job. I do all the stuff for the radio show. I book concerts. I put together my own concerts. I do a lot. Plus this wonderful radio show that you're watching right now.
Yeah. Awesome.
And not to mention all the other millions of things that I do, like artist management and other stuff. So...
You're very productive.
I have to be.
Yeah.
Eventually, I'll have my books. You know, one at least. I'm trying to get at least the first book in my book series done.
Cool.
So, we'll see how that works.
Yeah. Nobody's gonna say you never tried.
Right. Look, there's your mask up. Mask up. See.
Yeah.
You hear what I'm saying? See? You better mask up.
I seen on LinkedIn somebody had a mask like over their face and they said, this is the new profile. The new profile picture. The mask is up there.
Yeah, this is quite a profile, guys.
Oh, they're actually here?
Oh.
Oh, have mercy. I'm blind. I'm freaking blind.
All the lights.
Jen, you need glasses.
Oh, my God. Don't go into the light.
What time's it start?
So the doors open at 6 p.m. officially. And the first act goes on at 6:30.
Okay.
And then
I just wanted you to say that in case anybody wanted to know.
Yeah, there's 15 band. There's 15 minutes in between the bands. So the first band will be on at 6:30 to 7. And then I posted it on my Facebook page.
Okay.
So there's like a whole bunch. So,
you're announcing tonight too, aren't you?
Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
Is that exciting?
Yes.
I announced from the stage on Saturday.
Oh yeah, the Korean band, right?
At the Viper Room. Yeah, yeah. Vietnamese metal.
Yeah, yeah. Cool.
It's the Muse.
Hi, he's Muse.
Amusing.
Hey. How y'all doing?
He's I'm amused. Good. How about you?
How you doing, man?
Fantastic.
Huh?
What's up, Derek? How's it going, brother?
Hello. Check, check, check,
obviously, they're doing a sound check. The professional side. The professional side of Sears. No, I'm just kidding. Hold on one second. I'm going to try to. No. I'm trying to do. Hold on. Let's see if I can get you to see what I'm seeing. I don't know. Wrong one.
Oh, okay.
You see it?
Yeah. Wow, that's a nice size stage. Cool. Uh oh.
Have a party on that, huh, Jen?
I think we lost her, Derek.
You did?
I think so. Yep.
Can you guys hear me?
Anyway, you
no,
see that?
We can't see you, Derek.
What's that?
I see Jen. Yeah. Derek, can't see you.
Yeah, I can. I'm here.
Okay.
Can you see me now?
I
can see you, Jen. Well, I see the stage.
I mean,
how are you?
Oh, there we go. I'm back.
Yeah.
So, do you see how that's a pretty big stage, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But.
Oh, that's cool. Just split screen. Hi, how's it going?
Hi.
This is Amy Bowman. Hi. Amy Bowman, singer and bassist for Fallen Fury.
Oh, you're awesome.
And they're playing tonight from 8 to 8:30.
All right. Are you ready to go?
So
sound
come on check. Down.
Tell her sound check.
Woo! I'm assuming this is the Red Rock Engine from Canada, I think. Because usually only them and the first band get actual, like, sound checks.
Yeah.
And everybody else gets a line check. Volunteering.
So do people have to say when they come in the door who they're there for?
Is it?
Did you hear me?
It's hard to hear.
I said, do people have to say when they come in the door who they're there for?
Yeah, if they're here, if they're here to actually see a band, or they turn their ticket, or they'll be like they're turning their ticket and they'll or money, like they'll pay at the door, whichever. So they'll have a box office. You know what I mean?
Okay. I mean, because if they don't say, that band won't get their money, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Oh.
This venue is just different than the other ones. It's like pay to play.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, this is wicked loud in here. Have mercy.
I can still hear you, though.
That's good.
I'm glad
somebody can.
When are you going to pop in, Jen? You going to have some drinks while you're there?
That's great.
Derek is saying something.
Can you guys even hear me?
I got to go upstairs here in a second to the band room.
Speak up, Derek.
Can you hear me?
You're very low.
What's that?
You're very low and you're breaking up.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, I did that.
Oh, Derek, break
up. Oh, to tell your viewers there's some really interesting stuff you're about to see backstage at the Whiskey that nobody else gets to see.
Okay.
Exactly. Unless you're a band or a manager or a promoter or something like that. That's the only people who get to see this back area. So we're going upstairs to the dressing rooms, which is upstairs in the back area of the Whiskey. I haven't been up here in a minute. I used to come up here and hang out with Orgy. I used to come up and hang out with a bunch of different bands, Fate Destroyed, a whole bunch of them. I've been up here many times, done interviews. I've done interviews in that back one.
Derek was asking you a question. Derek, ask your question.
What's that?
Question.
I did not hear it. My phone was cutting in and out. Sorry.
At least now I can hear somebody because we're upstairs and out of the way of the.
Get that.
We can hear you now, Derek. What were you going to ask her?
Oh, no. Okay. Sorry. No, I was going to ask Jenny, are you going to be having a few celebratory drinks while you're at the event tonight?
Probably not.
Ah, oh, come on.
I have to keep my wits about me to do the concert. You know what I'm saying?
And she's got to announce too.
Yeah, so I'm all cray cray and drunk and stuff, then that would not go well.
No.
I mean, I've been like,
who am I up here announcing for again?
Yeah, I have been quite intoxicated many times. You know, coming to this venue and our others here. But tonight I'm trying to behave myself so that I can do
good job.
Us proud or something. I don't know. Mm-hmm. It's hot as holy hell, even up here. It's like, damn.
There's no AC?
And it doesn't feel like it. They're like, fuck you. We want you to sweat your balls off before you get on stage in front of lights where you further sweat your balls off.
Oh, I could imagine. I could imagine.
This
like to have you melting like a vanilla bar.
Right. Many bands have been discovered here. You know, like Motley Crue and Metallica and Guns N' Roses and so many others.
Yeah, they gave them their start, huh?
Yeah, they played here back in the day, and they paid their dues, same as every other band. Because, unfortunately, this is a pay-to-play venue. But, I mean, I guess I look at it this way. If you didn't sell tickets or try to get if you didn't try to get somebody to come to see you, if the venue's fucking empty, then nobody's there to see anybody, so that's just fucking retarded. So of course you'd want to sell tickets or get people to come and see you,
right?
Because if you don't, then you know what the fuck was the point of
that's
playing?
How you get your name.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So bigger venues like this, I agree with a lot of bands. I don't like the pay-to-play thing, but if you don't sell tickets or you don't do something, like there's expenses. There's advertising, the flyer, there's so many fucking things you gotta like pay for, like the venue costs, sound guy. The fucking, maybe even security. Who knows? It depends on what the venue requires. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of expenses to putting together a concert. There's costs. And that's how you pay those costs, is by getting people to come in and see the show and paying at the door or buying an online ticket or whatever. So, you know.
It is what it is.
I mean, it sucks. I agree. in that sense. Like you got, but some places don't need to charge as fucking much as they do.
Yeah.
I mean, if my shows, all I ever try to do is cover the cost of the sound guy. If I can at least cover the cost of the sound guy, you know what I mean? Maybe give the bands a little money if there's some left over or whatever. Like, it depends on how many people came to the show. Like, there's right. different circumstances you got to look at.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But there's, you know, there's costs. You got to advertise. You got to market. You got to, like, there's just a lot that goes into it. If you want to market on the radio, there goes your, you know, there goes, that's even more money.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. There's a lot that goes into that crap.
That's what I'm saying. So you got a lot of expenses, a lot of stuff going on.
And sometimes that stuff can build up. Like you're talking we're talking thousands upon thousands of dollars that can add up. I mean, depending on the venue.
I'm going to be honest. The Whiskey A Go-Go on a fucking Wednesday night, mind you, Wednesday night.
Yeah.
Run to,
$3,000. What?
I'm not shitting you. And wow. That's for a fucking Wednesday.
Wow. Do they get a big crowd in though?
Depends on who's playing. Depends on how much the band's marketed or sold tickets or whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm scared to even ask how much the place is on a Friday or Saturday night.
Well, I was going to say, what about Friday?
That's what I'm saying. I'm scared to even ask. I'm really scared.
Yeah.
But sometimes I think they just ask. They ask way too much. That's the whole point. All you got to do is pay a bartender, right? Bartender or two, depending on the night. Like tonight probably only maybe requires one or two bartenders. And then you have the, you know, if the headliner is really big, they usually they sell themselves basically, you know what I mean?
Right.
Yeah. And it brings in a lot of money. But I think the bands individually have to pay too much to play most of the time.
But that place, they'll get recognized, you know, hopefully.
Yeah. Hopefully there's some industry people that come in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm sure.
This wall is my thinking glitch. Whiskey A Go-Go Records. The whole wall is filled with, you know, signatures from different bands.
Wow.
Like Flotsam and Jetsam, and there's a bunch here. Oh, yeah, Michael Sweet from Striper, yeah. Oh, yeah, John Dawkins, probably. You know, there's a bunch of signatures on this one, you know, mural, I guess, or poster or flyer. I don't know what the hell you want to call it. Banner?
Promo, Jen, a promo.
Nobody ever sees us.
It's pretty badass.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of stuff going on here.
When did that place open?
It has a huge history. Huh?
When did that place open?
67, somewhere in there. It's been around a really long time.
Yeah.
So this place is... It's pretty crazy. Hey, want to pop in? Pop a squat for half a second. Say hello to our viewers. No, sit your ass down. Let me start you. Sit your ass down. Oh, God damn it. Pop on for half a second. Pop on. Say hello to the Nathan Young from Youngblood Productions.
Okay.
And, of course, we have the amazing Warrior Dave.
What
up? Hi. Household very name nice. Here in Hollywood, in Southern California. This man goes to every fucking venue, every fucking concert practically. He usually comes out with his face all painted up. It'll have the names of the bands on it or the name of the tour or concert or festival or something. And he does such an amazing job. Check out his page, Dave WD on Facebook. And so it's WD stands for Warrior Dave.
Wow.
Oh, yes. Hey, and Brave Warriors Experience. And Brave Warriors Experience. Fuck yeah. So check it out. He's been doing this for a long time. I've known him for like 5 years. I met him originally here at the Whiskey A Go Go. 5 years ago, I kept running into him at all these damn concerts. So I went like, what the hell? Who are you?
There's a reason for this. No.
Then kind of find out he knows a lot of the same people I know. And we kind of like, I don't know. He introduced me a lot to a lot of people in the industry. And he's a really good dude. And he goes to see a lot of bands. He's, you know, he does a lot for the industry. And now he works as a booking assistant here at the Whiskey. So,
yeah.
Fuck yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
And so, lots of great stuff. But you want to pop on? Come on over. Yes. Come here.
Next week.
Again. Hell yeah.
Hey.
Will Bowman.
Hey, Voluntary. What's up? Yeah. Is that me right there?
Yeah, right here.
Oh, wow.
Right there.
Cool.
See you.
Hi.
Hi.
As China Myers.
How's it going?
My co-host from Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania.
And I also manage her. She's an author. And then we have, and screenwriter. And then, of course, now we have also on the phone, you can't see him, but he's there. We got Derek Webb.
Hi, Derek.
He does our health segment. He's a fitness trainer and an actor and producer from New Hampshire. And I manage him as well.
Wow.
Multi-talented
very
people.
Nice to meet you, brother.
And I'm very proud to be friends with them and family. And, you know, they made a very added, huge added bonus to our show on a weekly basis.
Cool.
So we appreciate both of you for being with us and going on this crazy journey with
no
us.
Worries.
So to speak.
Thank you.
Are you guys big Paul and Gary fans?
Yes, definitely.
Awesome. We love that. You guys are awesome.
So what do you got going on? What do you got coming up?
Let's see. Voluntary, we're playing here tonight. And then we're kind of winding down. We got a couple more gigs, I think in Arizona. Oh, no, Las Vegas next month. And then we're playing in San Francisco October 28th. And then you know, holidays and whatnot. So that's about it for us. And then we'll be hitting it hard again in January. Some new recordings coming out. So that'll be kind of cool. Everybody who's been liking us on our Facebook for the videos, we totally appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's been kind of hard to do videos with the COVID and stuff here in California.
Yeah.
But the stuff that we're putting out, we really, really appreciate all the support that you guys, you know, that you're giving us with the videos that we are putting out and then sharing them. And it's looking good. You know, a couple of thousand views each time we post those. So so awesome. So thank you guys all. And thank this lady
work.
Right here, because without her, none of that would have happened. So
she's awesome.
Constant plays and replays of her interviews,
man,
with us has been really, really helped us out. So, you know, and then it's just kind of led on to other things, and yeah, so we're playing here tonight, and yeah, then we got the holidays.
What do you got? What are you playing tonight? Can you tell your fans and the listeners and everybody what you're playing tonight for some of your songs, your set list, I guess you call it?
Yeah, if you've seen some of the videos so far, we got like 4 videos out there right now. We are playing Following Intently. We're playing Man from Torrid.
Oh, yeah.
So a lot of you guys love that scary video. And it's a sing-along song, too. Don't forget to sing-along song. So we're playing that tonight. And then we got another new one coming out that we're playing. Video just came out for Empire of the Soul. So we have that out. So, yeah, we're doing a few of those tracks and videos that you've seen on online here. So come down. It's really fun. It's mostly local bands from the LA area. And then we got some Canadian guys coming out here bringing turkey and bacon.
Woo!
Hopefully.
Canadian bacon, eh?
Maybe some maple syrup. Hey. Or
getting ready for some maple syrup.
We're going to play some hockey.
We're going to play some hockey, eh?
So, yeah.
So we're all and duck pin bowling.
And duck pin bowling, yeah. For sure. Oh, wait,
I wonder if they're going to bring Drake along.
We're going to go curling.
Right. Curling. So we're doing that. Like I said, we got some new material coming out in January. Going to be hitting the studio again. Cool. So you guys will be getting more from Fallen Fury. And, it'll be looking pretty good for us. Yeah. So, yay!
Yay.
But again, if she wasn't managing us, it'd be really hard for us to do any of this stuff. So
she's awesome. So, I know. You don't have to tell me.
I just tell him to plug Sony Music Entertainment all the time. No. iHeartRadio, just plug. No, I was kidding.
No. she doesn't brag about herself much, but she's really an awesome lady. She,
I know.
She will help anybody with anything. So
I know. She's a celebrity on LinkedIn because I posted her picture. Yeah. Said how wonderful everywhere. She is.
Yeah, a couple of our shows, they knew who she was too. So,
yeah, I was like, what the hell? It's Jenny. Yeah, and I'm like, who the fuck are you?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't say that.
She didn't say that. No,
I thought it, but I didn't say it.
She was very nice to her listeners. Yeah.
Most of the time, I'm too high to know what's going on. So.
All right, I'm out.
All right, peace out.
He's out.
Yeah,
he was nice.
Good times. Huh?
He was nice.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's Will Bowman. Mm-hmm. He is one of my amazing Native American brothers.
I thought he was Native American.
Hell yeah. Get those high cheekbones. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like Jenny.
Mm-hmm.
Hey,
from somewhere,
don't judge me. I'm Native Canadian.
Oh,
oh Jesus!
I'm just kidding, because my family, the Native part of me originated from Canada.
Oh,
and we're only the third generation born here in the United States. They came down from Canada. They're French and, Native Canadian, I guess. I don't know what you call it.
Yeah.
Indigenous Peoples Day. Jenny is biracial.
Biracial.
But unfortunately, I have to check the damn white box on my fucking applications because, you know.
I am mixed with I'm just so white. Many things. I am. My father was West Indian from Trinidad. Okay.
Beautiful.
And my mom was part Cherokee, like a quarter.
Oh, beautiful.
So I got African American, Cherokee, and Trinidadian.
Hey, you got all the good stuff. That's why you're gorgeous with the beautiful hair.
I'm a Heinz 57.
But aren't we all? We're here in America.
Right.
They call it a melting pot for a reason.
Yeah, you know what I mean? That's true.
I'm Irish. My mother was Irish and English.
Oh, okay.
And then my dad is French and Native American, I guess.
Oh, does your dad speak French?
Not really. No. It did not pass down amongst the generations, apparently.
Yeah, that happens.
I speak some, but mostly from picking shit up along the way.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, mostly from watching Pepe Le Pew on Looney Tunes. I'm just kidding.
I must find out what that smell is. I love that cartoon. Oh,
I just picked up a bunch along the way because we had a lot of French Canadian customers that came down from Canada to come through because Maine is huge on tourism. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Especially the Canadians come down through all the time, and so you eventually pick a lot of stuff up.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the funny part was I'm French, but in high school I took Spanish.
Yeah, I think everybody did.
What the fuck is that?
Can I ask a question? A weird question?
Yeah.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen out there? Like UFOs, Bigfoot. What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
In PA?
Yeah.
The weirdest thing. Let me think.
You put her on the spot now.
I know.
She's like, what do we do now?
Well, I was driving. My husband was driving. We were going to Tennessee. It wasn't in PA. But I seen a cross in the sky. I'm going to send it to Jenny and she can show it to you. I'm not kidding you.
Crazy.
Weirdest thing. Just wow. The cross was a perfect cross in the sky. So like I said, I'm going to send it to Jenny right now.
And so like a cloud? Like a cloud?
It was the cloud.
Just a cross. That's like a sign right there.
A cross?
A cross. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, okay.
I just saw a whole bunch of crows following us one time. And my fiance at the time's initials were CAW. C-A-W. I'm not shitting. Like, it's a field of crows. Oh my God, they're following us.
I just sent it to you.
Lecoq.
Oh, Lecoq.
I just sent it to you.
When I left him, I told him to suck a big one. Does that count? I don't know. No. C-A-W.
Oh, okay.
Like, CAW. Oh, yeah.
I just sent you the cross.
We will look at that.
Hold on.
Well, I can't look at it right now, but I will show it to him.
I know.
Because if I go out of here, then I'm fucked.
Yeah. I know.
I can't find my way back, China. I can't find my way back.
Help me.
No.
So I'm starting a new band. It's we do covers, and it's going to be called Grandma's Got a Gun.
Oh, for real.
I'm going to come out with big saggy tits, and we're going to be called, just call us Triple G.
Triple
Get
G.
It? Like a bra the size. Hole. And okay. I'm going to make my boobs so big that they're literally a Triple G size. I'll put lots of padding and a bra and shit. And we're going to come out on stage. I'm going to have like a gray wig, and like, you know, I'm going to look like an old grandma with a cane and the whole nine yards. And we're going to do covers. And the covers have to have the word gun in them, boom, or something to do with weaponry. You know, killing in the name of, you know, anything to do with guns or gun violence. You know, and I think it'd be fucking fun. Want to be my bassist? Because I think we'd have a blast. I'm just saying, we're gonna just look all goofy and retarded, and we're just gonna be all.
That could be your thing when you announce.
They're like, oh yes, and we're gonna have a plastic Nerf gun, and I'm gonna shoot Nerf shit
away,
at
Jenny,
the fucking crowd. Nerf bullets, Nerf rockets, whatever the fuck I can get my hands on. Nerf this, Nerf that. I'm gonna nerf him right in the fucking face. We're gonna have fun. I'm just saying. I came up with this while sitting on the toilet.
Did you really?
Oh, God.
So you've got too much time.
I actually did. I looked at JJ and he was like, actually, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
I don't know who was more high, him or me.
Oh,
get your ass over here. It's the news. Grandma's got a gun. I'm about to be a grandmother, so why not?
Oh, that's right. Your daughter, right?
No.
Your son.
She's 18. I'd slap the bejesus out of her if she was fucking pregnant. Literally, you just graduated high school. Don't make me slap the shit out of you. Because I would go Terminator on her ass. Mm-hmm. No, my son and his ex-girlfriend, whatever.
This is a chopper now.
Shout out to Chance DeVoe, who's about to be a proud papa very, very soon.
Wow. Oh,
geez. Awesome.
Very soon.
Well, being a grandparent is a great joy. So I know you'll love it. I know you'll be good.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Goddamn. I mean, I'm surprised I didn't kill my children. But I'll be a better grandmother. I swear to God.
Yeah, because you can spoil them and send them home.
That's the great part about it. I'm going to spill them full of sugar. I'm going to do this to Derek's children also.
Like Derek
babysit
said,
Derek's children.
Oh,
let him and his wife go out on a date night.
Get
and then I'm
going to
chalk
Jenny.
His children up with fucking as much sugar as possible. Get them all wired up. And then give them back to him at the end of the night when him and the wife come home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the other one's got
popsicles do something with four fucking
now.
Children. Not my fault, Derek.
My kids would be off the wall. I'd be up for a rude awakening.
Derek, you have four kids? Really?
What's that?
You have four kids?
Yeah, I have four kids.
Wow. Yeah, his fourth one was just born like a few months ago.
Four.
Yeah.
Four beautiful
a little boy.
Oh, my goodness.
What's that?
You poor thing. That's what I said. You poor thing.
Poor thing. Yeah, you can see my, it's more like my poor heart and brain. They're both under so much stress at the time. I got to take a breather. I'm like, you know, here I am preaching fitness and health to everyone. And half the time I'm like trying to keep my own heart and health in line up because I'm like, you guys are driving daddy to a stroke, but hey, I'm going to work it out. I'll get there. But
yeah. You're going to be fine. And in the meantime, he still finds the time to act in crazy ass movies, horror stuff, and hobnobbing with celebrities and all kinds of craziness. You know, he still finds the time to do all this. Yeah.
Oh gosh. Yeah.
While having
I usually try to, and then sometimes, like, I'm not going to get into specific details because I'm not going to do it live on air, but there was an unfortunate event that occurred to me last week involving some personal members of the entertainment industry. I'm not going to mention names, and unfortunately, a lot of jealousy gets to some people apparently, and because of that, I get kicked off of a red carpet event because of stupidity, but that is what it is. But,
don't let it bother you. There's a lot of petty fuckers in Hollywood, dude. Just don't, it's not worth your time. There's so many petty douchebags in the industry. You'd be surprised. They'll be smiling to your fucking face while they're stabbing you in the back at the same time. So let it roll just like water off a motherfucking duck's back.
Yep.
To quote Jinx Monsoon from RuPaul's Drag Race. Gonna give her credit because she's the one who always said that saying. But the point being is don't let it bother you. It's not worth your time.
Right.
Oh yeah.
You see, in the end, their stupidity, their pettiness, their jealousy, their bullshit is gonna fucking backfire on them eventually. Yeah. So really don't worry about it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah, no, most definitely. It blows my mind. It's just like the time I spent within the entertainment industry. It baffles me though because we all should be like more or less supporting one another.
I agree. But it's massive competitive shit. You know what I mean?
And it's just 100. Stupid.
No, I want the attention. Fuck you. Like, okay, you know, that's me being bipolar. I'm fighting with myself. Get it? No, it's good. I'm hearing voices.
That's not fair. I want the crayon.
You know what those voices are saying? Come on down to the fucking Whiskey A Go-Go here in West Hollywood, California, because we're about to have an amazing concert with nine bands. The doors open in 13 fucking minutes, so race your asses on down here to have a good time. And maybe, just maybe, if you ask Jenny nicely, say Jenny at the door, and Jenny will get you in free, maybe.
Oh.
We'll see about that. Hold on.
Fabulous news from Jennifer DeVoe.
Exactly. Come on, Dave. Just say Jenny sent me.
Jenny sent me.
And then
everyone shows up to the same place, like in West Hollywood, and all like, oh, Jen sent us. We're all here because you know this is how
they're not getting in if they say Jen sent us. They gotta say Jenny sent me.
Yeah. So we gotta wrap this shit up. Go check us out. And China Myers, radio host. Check it out. Derek Webb, actor, producer, radio host. Check it out at Jenny and the Muse. Jenny's Real Talk on the Block. Get Real Global Entertainment, LLC. Get Real Global Artist Management. And our entire line of Get Real Global products. I'm just kidding. Today's broadcast has been brought to you by the letter C. And the number's 69. Jenny really loves being a crazy kooky cunt that loves to 69. And check us all out. Go check out Silent Giggles, who could not be with us tonight because she's mad busy working all them fucking jobs.
Right.
And even when she is with us, she sits in a corner quietly.
She's probably tired.
Really matter to her.
That's why it's called Silent Giggles. Dave Navarro. Peace out. We love you guys. Till next week. Lots of exciting stuff coming up over the next few weeks. Come on down. See Fallen Fury play tonight.
Yeah.
From 8 to 8:30. If you want to hear the best in rock, metal, punk rock, who knows what the fuck is playing tonight? Come on down, Whiskey A Go Go, West Hollywood, California, and say, Jenny sent me.
Jenny sent me.
Peace out.
Peace out.
69.
Peace out. Love you.
You're listening to Jenny's Real Talk on the Block with Jennifer DeVoe, only on LA Talk Radio.